the rest of the story. The master of the manor was in his library when a servant knocked meekly at the door. One of the cooks was quitting, the servant reported. Another would be needed to replace her. The master, his name was William, asked why, and he was told the cook had seen a ghost. Well, which ghost was it this time? William wanted to know. For the old place had had quite a reputation as a spook house through the years. And on this occasion, it was the 11-year-old son of a former master. He appeared now and then as a gossamer figure or placed invisible icy hands on the shoulders of the unsuspecting. William's orders were to replace the cook and not to repeat what had happened. But the story was repeated, and inasmuch it became a part of the old house's haunted history. The earliest haunting is said to involve a lady of the house who hung her wash on a clothesline in a particular room. To this day, she is sometimes seen carrying laundry to and from that room, recognized by the cap and the lace shawl that she wore in life. A subsequent mistress of the manor, her name was Dorothea, planted and nurtured a garden there, and for generations thereafter, groundskeepers would report being chased from those flower beds by her possessive spirit. The ghost of one especially colorful resident may not yet have found peace, for many a subsequent inhabitant would tell of hearing his frustrated curses and the clomp of his boots up and down the halls at night. There were servant ghosts. The usher, who still makes his evening rounds turning out lights. The doorman, occasionally seen standing at his former post. There's the property's original owner, one David Burns, who audibly introduces himself to a guest now and then. There's even a soldier ghost who patrols the property, evidently uninformed by his superiors that the War of 1812 is over. But there is one phantom who also makes others aware of him more frequently than all of the rest. And if the authenticity of any haunting is judged by the credibility of its witnesses, this one is a doozy. For Presidents Theodore Roosevelt and Dwight Eisenhower, First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, these are among those who have felt his powerful presence, and President's daughter Maureen Reagan and her husband, even Winston Churchill, is among those who have claimed actually to have seen the transparent figure standing by the fireplace or gazing out the window in a certain room. So, yes, I do mean to say that if the stories are true, Andrew Jackson is still striding the corridors, and Dorothea, Dolly Madison, is still protecting her rose garden, and Abigail Adams is still hanging her laundry in the East Room, and Abraham Lincoln is still frightening trespassers, as he has startled such names as Reagan and Churchill, all in an old mansion where the staff of President William Howard Taft was reportedly routinely terrorized by the ghost of Lincoln's son. The most haunted house in the United States, it has been called. The White House. Of course I know that others will tell you there are no such things as ghosts. Maybe that's so. But anyway, now you know the rest of the story.